Everybody, of course, knows the difference between market and limit orders. Anytime you've bought stock, if you've been like me, you have an option because you're never quite sure what to do. At least I'm not. A market order is, you don't quite know what the price is going to be. Maybe the last price was 50, but if you place a market order, that order will probably get filled near 50, but if the market has changed in the interim, it might get filled at 60 or might get filled at 40. You have to take whatever the market gives you at that point. Where if you place a limit order, that means that the order will be filled at that price or better. So if you're buying, the order will be filled at your limit price or less. And if you're selling, it will be filled at your limit price or higher. On the day of the stock market crash in 1987, people that put in market orders were quite distressed. Some people put in market orders to sell a stock and might have been selling for 100. But the orders had gotten so far behind that there was a queue, and it might have taken 2 hours to finally get to your order. But by the time you got to your order, the stock price, instead of being at 100, might have been at 80. So you might have thought to yourself,
I wouldn't have sold at 80 if I'd known it was going to be at 80. But you were stuck.
You placed your market order, and it got executed. And some people were very unhappy about it. It surprised many people because they hadn't experienced anything like this kind of delay. But that's a small risk of placing a market order. It doesn't happen very often that you place the order at 100 and you end up selling at 80. Yes?
If you want to place an order and if you look at the bid and ask spread, can the market maker or especially change the market bid and ask spread after you got the signal that you're going to buy like 1,000 contracts? Can you change the...
You mean how does he find out that you want to buy 1,000 contracts in your analysis?
I'm placing an order at market order. As soon as the order hits
if you place a market order, the order on the Chicago Board Options Exchange is given to a floor broker. These are for sizable orders. The smaller orders are sometimes filled electronically. The sizable orders go to a floor broker, and the floor broker has the private information, if you'd like, that you have this order. He doesn't just show up at the floor and say, hey guys, I've got this order for 10,000 shares. Now anybody want it? No. What's the market in such and such an option? It's like a poker game. You put down one card at a time. He doesn't tell you the deck he's holding. He asks you, the market maker, to commit yourself. So the market maker commits himself. He says an eighth to 2/8. Everybody knows the price of the option is 3, so it's 3 1/8, 3 1/4. The market maker has told you the price he's willing to buy and sell before he knows anything about what the size of the market order is, or even whether the person who has placed the market order plans to buy or sell. So the market maker has committed himself. Then the floor broker says, I have 1,000 to buy. Now at this point, the market maker, although he's committed himself, has only committed himself to a fixed quantity. I forget what it is, but it's only a few contracts. And the market maker at that point can say, I'll just take 10. Now everybody knows what the order is, and other people start bidding on it. In that sense, the information gets out of the bag. But if the market maker makes a habit of doing that, then it could be that the floor broker will stop paying attention to him. If every time I go up to the market maker says, okay, an eighth to a quarter, and then you say, okay, I've got 100, and the market maker says, I'll take 1, after a while, you don't pay attention to that person. So essentially what happens is that the market makers more or less reveal the prices they're willing to buy or sell reasonable quantities. The floor broker might only fill part of his order and then ask, what's the market again? And the person doesn't know that if it's part of the same order, or it could be another order the floor broker's holding, perhaps to sell instead of buy.